Podcasts.
Welcome to the Preview Podcast. At Preview, you will find first-class photographers and stylists, as well as the latest editorials and insights from the photo industry. In our podcast, we talk to photography world insiders to take a look behind the scenes. Our guest today is Cosme Rigaud, who founded the photographer's agency ShotView in 2001 in Vienna. And I hope I'm getting this right. She is Peruvian, grew up in Austria, studied in Salzburg and New York, and now lives in Berlin. Hi, Cosme.
Hi, Sarah. Nice to meet you. Thanks so much for having me here. Thank you.
First, let's make clear, it's a long-distance interview. You're in Berlin, I'm in Brussels. We're not sitting in a room together and spreading germs in these strange times, in case anyone is wondering. That's already our first topic, the coronavirus pandemic, which is hitting all industries hard at the moment, and the photography business is no exception. What is the situation for you like right now at the moment? Are you working during the lockdown? How is it all going?
Well, yes, first of all, it's really, I hope that everybody is safe out there and that I hope that everything is, has a really, that people are still being like motivated. And we are, for us was, of course, as all creative business and many other business, of course, we are also affected by this corona situation. I'm juggling between, of course, private life because I have two kids and have to do the homework and with them. And we are also working with our agency home offices. So we decide to spread and say, well, who makes sense to be already with clients right now to, you know, give the service. There are some artists, they are working as well, but in different ways. And yeah, so we have to be now aware, and the time is very important. It's kind of every minute we have to be very flexible of any changes and any, you know, short notes from everybody. But we are still working. We are home work, and yeah, trying to best to do my best and juggling between the two worlds, the private and the business, in one place. Yes.
And when you say you have to adapt and change things, but I could imagine shoots are completely cancelled right now, no? Or what can photographers still do?
Well, yeah, most of the clients, they decide to postpone shoots and cancel shoots. And we are some of them because we really want to shoot afterwards. We're still working on the concept together and providing feedback and providing new solutions and ideas for the client, waiting so as soon as the situation gets more calm and everybody can come back to the daily routines, we will be really ready to shoot. So, and some others, they totally cancel the shoots and say, well, we have to wait until everything's calm down and we can talk about a new date. So they are from both sides, the situation that we are dealing now.
Mm. And with many photographers being freelancers, they're sometimes in a bit of a precarious situation, I could imagine. What's the general atmosphere like? Are they worried that they can't bridge the time, or how is it going?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, of course, all of them, they are self-employed. So it means they are freelance. And yes, they are. I mean, we are very close to our artists and actually communicating day and night with them. And we are like, you know, thinking about new strategies and trying to try to be close to clients as well and to bring a perspective after the crisis. But we are really day and night in totally connection with them in any form, via Skype, via email. We are all exchanging many things, some worries, some thoughts, some new ideas, and trying to use the time as best as possible.
Are you scared about your own business? Is this endangering your company, or do you think you can just wait it out and then take up again, and it's going to be fine.
Well, we hope to take down and then everything will be fine again. But of course, nobody knows how long it take it, you know, the corona is, or the situation, we will have the situation again, or how long, if they are 2-3 months, I think we can definitely try to find a good solution. But this is something which it takes like a half a year or longer. I mean, this is really, for everybody, it would be really terrible. So we are trying to be positive and, of course, rethinking and thinking and be more aware about things and the way of the world, like more efficient and things like that. But we are trying to be calm with the situation and see, like, it's just for 2 months and hopefully that everything, that we can come back to our regular works again after 1-3 months max. Mm-hmm.
And we've seen now in the whole creative area so many new ideas of how to connect with the audiences, like live streaming concerts, or bands are selling their merchandising, writers do book readings online. Are there any creative solutions for photographers? Are there things they can do right now, or they just mm-hmm. have to wait?
Well, the funny thing is that, you know, I am my daughter, I'm a mother, and I have 2 kids, and my second child, my daughter, she was born in 2017, and I was, because I'm very close to clients, I was always offering stream meetings because I was not able to fly, so it was a kind of funny situation that I was thinking, well, I would love to fly to Munich, to Paris, to Milano, and so on. But I had my little daughter, so I was always offering some conference videos to speak with the client and to meet up and everything. I think that that kind of communication will be definitely an option after Corona. So, because people would really think, why I should fly to meet a client if I can meet them digitally and via live streaming. So it's something that probably will change our business and all business in general. And about your question, yeah, we are working, on tutorials and on new things. And we are right now working a lot of personal projects as well, who photographers want to realize maybe end of the year. And we are trying to put everything in advance and working on tutorials for some clients and giving some advices to some clients in consultancy. So trying to be a little more creative in the time that we cannot fly it and be on studio shooting, with a group of different artists. So we are trying to be flexible on this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So some positive things might actually come out of this, because less flights would be good for the climate. I think we'd exactly. all like that. Yeah. Yeah, and maybe let's talk a bit about ShotView before Corona. Why did you found a photographer's agency at all? What was your first contact with the photography world?
Mm-hmm. So my prior career, I was a dancer before. So I was working with companies in Europe and in New York. And I lived in New York for 2 years. And when I come back and I was working also with companies, there was all the time fashion. For me, was always fascinated of clothes, fashion, image, visual, very, very close. Then I quit the modern dance and I studied marketing economic, just because I decided to change my career. And I always had the feeling that the economy and the art and fashion, they are close. They are not like separate as all people were thinking 20 years ago. So I was trying to think, how could we convince clients to trust people being very creative, and how this creative can translate their wishes to the creative industries and to the economic world. And that was, for me, something like I got totally obsessed. And when I finished my second profession, I applied to work on photo agencies who was working on the reportage and journalism. So I had the really pleasure to work with photographer, Magnus photographers, and was trying to build stories with them. And they were so fascinated that they were going to do some reportage or something for war photographers. And my job was to bring these amazing photos, to edit the photos, to like curate the images, and to sell to the magazine like Spiegel, Stern, New York Times, Vanity Fair. And yeah, and this after this experience, and I changed into the TV and online business, but I always was close to the photography. I was curating and working for different companies as a freelance. I decided to say, well, I want to bring all my experience together. I was an artist before. I know the worries and all the awareness what artists are having all the time. And I studied marketing, and I was MBA, I did an MBA, and I was working in a company and was creating. And yeah, the idea was just to bring together, to say, okay, high-end creative people into the creative industries and to the clients. And that's what I decided to open ShotView and to found ShotView and say, well, I want to have a community of artists who are very creative. We are, you know, working on this from the scratch. And it was fascinating to start with artists like Erwin Boom, who is a huge, one of the biggest contemporary artists worldwide. And for he believed on my idea and say, hey, I want to try.
Was it hard in the beginning? How did you make it work? What was your secret that you're still there today?
Well, it was pretty hard. It was pretty hard because I was based in Vienna. So Vienna, as you know, Austria is a beautiful city. But of course, it was not a fashion or photography city compared to New York or Paris or London, these big metropoles. So, and yeah, of course, I had to fly every week to different cities like Milano or London, Paris, and find the clients outside, because at this time was Austria, Switzerland, and Germany not was really, the market was, as it was too early for them. So I will never forget when I came to a very well-named advertising agency in Hamburg with a portfolio of one of my photographers showing black and white images with breasts of men with a lot of hair. And he was presenting this advertising agency, one of the biggest ones. This is a beauty photographer. And all art buyers were looking at me like, they were thinking I'm crazy. I told them, yeah, he's an amazing beauty photographer. And they told me, yeah, but he's just photographing breasts of men with hair. Here and there are 20 of them. I cannot see the beauty images. And I told him, believe me, he's one of the best beauty photographers. You have to see the image, what I am presenting you. Look at this perfection of the skin and look at his hair. And they would like look at me like I'm crazy. But after 3 months, they booked me for Vela advertising with 12 models, 1 week shoot. It was pretty huge. But they let me sign all documents just to be safe, because they were thinking, I think they were scared that maybe I would not bring the result. It was hard, but when I have a vision, and when people have visions and dreams, you have to go for it. And I think this is part of my background and maybe of my culture in South America. You have to really to fight for your dreams, and you never give up. And you are flexible to change if that is not working. Maybe a change of this. They are not too scared about changing rules or changing path or changing careers, like in other cultures, like probably Germany. Like if you are, you know, a lawyer, you cannot be you cannot be a restaurant owner. And in my culture, this is something like you have to survive, and you have a survive instinct, and you are very flexible, and you you feel like when you are in a water and you have to keep moving your arms and not to go down and not to fall down.
I like this approach because you've been around now for quite a while with a short view. Have a lot of things changed in the business since you started? What would you say are the biggest changes?
Yes, I am now 20 years with the agency. I'm 20 years, incredible. When I started my business, the big revolution, I think it was for all agents out there, it was the digitalization. We have been shooting before on film, so analog, and the digitalization was clear. And I can remember when I was having photographers for them was really very, very difficult to make this change and to find the right price, the right balance, the right timing. And the second one was, I think, the power of the fashion stylist, that the photographers were before the most powerful in giving all the guidance, and then came the fashion directors and took over the power in the fashion. And I think the third part is now a very nice balance nowadays again. And then, of course, and all the film revolution as well. So, like, photographers are always offering us also offering film and kind of our art direction ideas. And all the time they are changing and trying to find new ways. And we have to adapt and to be flexible and try to make the best of this and try to understand the necessities of the client, but also with the right balance to say how I can offer my artists, how I can secure and guarantee them a rate and a working conditions that are appropriate for them as well. So it's always a challenge to understand both worlds.
Yeah, you're the bridge between both sides. You probably have to be a bit of like a diplomat, no?
I say always, I am like a doctor. Now I have like a doctor, doctor or a lawyer. Let's see, a doctor that when I feel like, I really, as an agent, you have to be like a coach. So a coach, you have like a guidance with your artist and you say where we want to go, and you need to have a very healthy attitude, and the same with the photographers. You get in a relation together, a really strong and close relation, and we have to trust each other and really to give the best and taking and giving. And if this is not the way, then it's a problem there. The same with clients, as like a taking and giving in a relation as well. And it's very important to keep those in eyes. They are close relation, middle relation, distance relation. And it's very important to recognize and be aware. Try to understand, like, at the end, we are all, this is a creative business with have a lot of human components, and we have to be very flexible and close at the same time.
Mm. And how many photographers do you take on a year? Is there some kind of number? And how do you choose them? Where do you find them? Are there any criteria?
I don't have any number I take per year. For me, it's an organic growth. You feel when you see a picture on magazines or exhibitions or internet, you feel connected to that kind of photography. And sometimes, of course, we had a lot of approach of photographers to write us and the other way around. And for me, it's important to see the picture, that you have to touch me. And also, of course, who is behind of the camera, and if I feel I can really work with this person close or not. Yeah, and there is no criteria. I think is I like when people really want something. I really love people who shows me they want to pipe the cake. They really are hungry for things. I feel like back in my days when I opened my business and I wanted to do everything, just having laptop and a cellular phone, nothing else. And the same spirit, I really love when people has a very healthy spirit to come out and ready to rock, ready to jump into the arena. But I love fairness, so I really don't like people who really just try to get everything. It doesn't matter how. I want to keep fair relations. I want to keep a good relation with people. I went to see people twice in my life, or three or four. And I really love respect over everything. Respect is for me the most important things in my life. And if this is not there, then it's for me it's very difficult to keep working.
So be a fighter, but a fair one.
I think, you know, I believe that, I don't know, my mom was always telling me you have to give twice to get it one back. I said you have to give always more as you can. And I am a fighter, yes, and I love photographers who has a vision, they see vision and a vision that they really want to move something and they really want it. I think the wish and the vision is the most strongest energies that the human is having in general. Without wish and without vision, it's difficult to do things. And that's why I consider when I meet somebody that I feel like there is something there, he wants to communicate, has a vision, has a healthy attitude, and we can run together. That's motivate me as well a lot. And of course the visual language.
Do you have any advice for photographers who are just starting out and who are dreaming of one day working for magazines or big brands?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's very difficult to tell a photographer not to look too much around and, you know, to be like genuine and to be like real, because you have so many pictures outside through Instagram and everything, so you cannot close your eyes. But I think I feel like just if you want to show your work, just do it. I mean, it's really you have to be very have a really strong vision and try to fight for your style, for your dreams, for your all what you want to show in the picture, and don't feel confused when you see different directions. Just be real and show it. And of course, you have to at some point meet the people who maybe can really work with you well and can provide you some advices, or, you know, be like a partner, like stylist, or for like good assistants, good digital operators, good retouchers. You know, build your community, build your friends, and try to find out your fans, who likes me, who doesn't like, also who likes me in the way that, who feel my photography, who can really see my work and respect my work. And I think this is the best what you can do. And then, of course, looking for an agent if you feel like you are ready, and also have the contact to magazines and try to show your work and in different ways, and, you know, that's, and never give up in case somebody answer you with negative and say, well, no, thank you, or never reply you. It doesn't mean nowadays anything. Just keep going, keep trying. Mm-hmm.
Those are some perfect last words, I would say. Very uplifting. Thanks for all these interesting insights.
Thank you for your amazing interview, and really great questions as well, and for the idea to have the postcard and to show and to, you know, spread the information. This is fantastic. Love Preview, so thank you so much.
Visit us on preview.com and on Instagram. You can find all the links in the podcast description.